We're doing our class on the Jewish home, and our class is about just say thank you. Just say thank you. Sounds simple. Sounds very simple, right? You're about to put on your PJs, and your wife cleaned them, so just say thank you. You're about to leave in the morning, and you're not going to get to wash that cup of coffee you just drank. Someone's going to wash it after you. Just say thank you. Simple, right? Yeah, it's so easy to remember that cup of coffee that you just drank from and you're not going to get to wash. You come home and there are groceries in the fridge and you probably don't notice them because someone actually went shopping and brought them and put them in the fridge, and by the time you come home they're in the fridge. Just say thank you. I know you guys will be stunned to hear that there are those husbands that come home and the groceries are out of the fridge, and they not only forget to say thank you, they say, isn't the food getting ruined sitting outside? So that exists. You'd be surprised. People can very easily forget to say thank you, and on the contrary, show up with criticism. Saying thank you is very, very important. And it is probably the most underrated aspect of marriage. If there's one thing people don't appreciate, it's how important it is to say thank you. And thank you can be expressed many, 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 many times a day. And as much as you say thank you're usually not saying it enough. And this is true in all of life. And the truth is that the more we say thank you, the more appreciative we become. Meaning initially, you fake it. Initially, you don't really mean it. But as you continue, you suddenly realize, hey, I should be saying thank you for this. I should be saying thank you for that. And then you start appreciating what you have. Adam and Chava, we have the perfect couple God made. Doesn't get better than that, right? This is God's shidduch. So you have no questions afterwards, was she the right one? This is Hashem's creation. Yet Adam looks at his mate and says, I was doing fine before she came along. That's what Adam says to Hashem. He says, Aisha shana tata imadi. It's that woman you gave here to me. She's the one that fed me from that tree. Before she was around, I was fine. You didn't see me touching the tree, eating the tree. Look at what she did to me. So very often as we enter marriage, we discover that our spouse's bad habits rub off on us. Sometimes one spouse is very diligent about brushing their teeth. They have no cavities. The other one doesn't ever brush their teeth. They go to bed with a chocolate bar in their mouth. So what happens? They're married 2-3 months, and the wife tells the husband, I brought you a chocolate bar too. And he says, I brushed my teeth. And she says, that's more important than eating a chocolate bar with your wife? And he goes, will we have the strength to get up and brush our teeth after that chocolate bar? And she goes, of course. Not. Now, it's only a matter of a few months till she destroys his habit. Now what happens? He looks back at married life. It's been a year and already he has a cavity. He says, oy vey, 20 years before I met her, no cavities. 1 year with her, I'm already fielding cavities. All our bad habits, it's very easy to pass on to the other one. And it's very easy to look at things and say, look at what they've done to me. Research has shown that people's blood pressure tends to be similar after a number of years of marriage. So maybe you were a very complacent guy before you married her. And then she teaches you how to be all uptight. So now what are you going to say? Well, the other way around, right? It's very easy to look at life like Adam did and say, before I met her, things were easier, were better. And that, again, stems from our weakness. We don't have that appreciation, and it's because we don't say thank you. Yes, sir.
Does it also mean that, like you said with the blood pressure, is it possible there's also a case where you kind of have a balancing out as opposed to, let's say I'm a husband, I'm too complacent. She's pretty nervous. Does there come a point in time when they stick it out together?
Hopefully, yeah. That's where you want to get to. After about 30, 40 years, you might be there. I'm serious. People expect it after 2 to 5 years. Doesn't happen so fast. You will notice that there, right away there are certain things you learn from one another, and then there are things that are more ingrained, the way you're describing. It takes a long time, and over years that can happen, yes, but it takes a long time. And again, the key here is, can you say thank you about 150 times a day? And the answer is yes. There's definitely what to say thank you for, and 150 is not an exaggeration. I'm saying there are so many things to say thank you for, but can you say it? When we sit for the Shabbos table, very often I'll turn to one of the kids and I'll say, thank you for choosing the most delicious tomatoes. And the kid will say, I didn't. And I'll say, oh, you're right. Thank you, Ima, for choosing the most delicious tomatoes. And I'll turn to another kid and I'll say, thank you for schlepping the tomatoes from the store. And the kid will say, I didn't. And I'll say, oh, you're right. Thank you, Ima, for schlepping the tomatoes from the store. And I'll turn to another kid and say, thank you for putting the tomatoes in the fridge. And they already know, I didn't do that. Right. So let's go thank Ima for putting the tomatoes in the fridge. If you start going through the process and then taking them out and washing them and then cutting them into a salad and setting the table so beautifully, you start seeing there were a lot of steps I should be appreciative for, and if I am, I suddenly am happier in my married life. One of the reasons people are upset is because they get so focused, tunnel vision. There's one thing they want that they're not getting, and suddenly that's very upsetting. Oh no, it's not one thing, it's three things. Okay, but there's so much more that you're getting that's so beautiful and wonderful. What?
It's a Mali kid, all 208 kids and everything before him. Just one thing bothered him enough to not show up.
Yeah. So, one of my Rebbeim once told me a story. I don't remember the name, it's a classic. Those of you who remember, help me out. There's a classic short story about a professor. I'm not remembering the name now. A professor who had the most amazing wife, and he was always inventing things, and everything, she was perfect. She had one problem. She had a wart on her nose. You guys know what's the name of the story? What? I don't remember the name. It's a classic. It's a fairy tale, but it's a classic. I don't remember the name. So he became obsessed with the wart on her nose because she was perfect in everything. She just that wart. So he always tried to figure out how he could cure it, and he made her creams, and he made her all kinds of things, until finally one day she comes home and he worships her. He really loves her. He knows how wonderful she is, and she's everything in his life, and he says, I have it. She says, what? He says, now you're going to be perfect. He says, I made you this concoction. It'll work. Watch, just drink it. Okay? He says, so she drinks it. She drinks it. They're both standing there looking at the mirror, and the wart starts getting smaller and smaller as they're watching in the mirror. They're looking in the mirror together, and it gets smaller and smaller and smaller until it disappears. It vanishes, and he's jumping from joy. This is amazing. That's it. Now I have the perfect life. You're amazing. You're amazing. You hear me? No answer. He says, isn't it amazing? He touches her. She's dead. So the moral of the story is phenomenal. It's the idea that we lose perspective. Everything's perfect. Everything's great. So we're ready to risk everything for that little ward. There's something really small, but she's not perfect, because there is that something really small. There are things that aren't perfect. No one's going to get married and say, yeah, my wife is everything. I got everything I ever dreamed of. This is amazing. This is perfect. This is the best. No. You're going to say, but, in your heart of hearts. You're going to say, she's great. She's wonderful. It's wonderful, but, if only... Buzz, the classic fairy tale, whatever its name. You remember the name? I don't remember the name. Is very important. And if I could say thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you, so then I start appreciating how wonderful things are, and that's when I can really be happy with what I have. So that's the name of our class tonight. Just say thank you.